Agnès Varda is a French filmmaker. She's made both features and documentaries. Her latest is called The Gleaners and I. The Gleaners and I is a portrait of modern-day gleaners, hungry people who live on the leftovers that the rest of us throw away. These gleaners are people who don't have the basics, like food and shelter, never mind luxury items. Varda told Steve Paulson it's become very easy for people to throw away things that other people could really use.
Some people need the potatoes, need the food, need everything. So I became very touched by the subject, not starting with the little emotion of some people. And then it touched the big problems of overproduction, over waste, you know, bad distribution all over the world between rich countries and poor countries. And France is not a poor country, but we have poor people, a lot of poor people that have to eat from what they can find. And I was impressed by the fact that when I started the film, I felt myself as a gleaner, picking images, picking stories, meeting faces.
And I suppose especially as a documentary filmmaker, that really is kind of an act of gleaning.
So I thought, even though I didn't want to compare myself with poor people, but I know also artists, they pick things in the street, they make sculpture or painting out of it, you know. So I really got to expand the first subject that I had started with very various direction.
Well, until I saw your film, I had never really associated the gleaners who live out in the countryside, for instance, those people who would be picking through the dumped potatoes or scouring the ground for fallen apples, and then to think about the scavengers in cities who pick through dumpsters or garbage, the trash pickers, and you're saying that they're really kind of doing the same kind of thing.
They pick what other people have left abandoned. And there is a law about, you know, property. I think it's the same law here. If it's in abandoned somewhere and you touch it and you take it, you become the owner. If it's abandoned. You know, the idea is that you come after people who were the owners, if they have finished picking or they throw things, from that moment, you can come and become the owner. It's a very interesting law.
You have some very poignant interviews with people who are in your film. For instance, there's a man who had been a truck driver, and he lost his job. His wife left him. She took their three kids away. And I mean, he's really left with nothing, and he's there living in a little
A trailer.
And yet, he has dignity. The way you've portrayed him in the film, he doesn't come across as a loser. He comes across as someone who's
had survivor.
He's had some very bad luck in his life.
Yes, but they fight for life. They fight for surviving. And when he said that he goes in garbage, I love the way at the end he says, well, your hands, you can wash them. Like, you know, there is nothing wrong in picking into a garbage can as long as you can wash your hands. Other people in my film, and in the second one too, they show so much intelligence, and they really understand the situation. They speak clearly about what it's all about. They don't have to be, you know, themselves like leftover. What you call dignity is also, it's not so much pride, but self-intelligence. And we are not used to decide that poor people speak intelligently, or suburban people, or low workers, you know. And what I really work in my documentaries is to make clear that they have as much possibility of understanding the situation than you and me. The difference, and they have nothing. They don't eat, they have nothing to warm themselves. They live in terrible trailers with no heat, and they tell how difficult their life. But they think, and they think clearly, and that was a point to make clear in my film.
Well, and then there's another man in your film who clearly sees this lifestyle, this way of life, as a political act. He says that he lives on almost 100% of picked trash, and he's been doing it for 10 or 15 years. He's never gotten sick. He's careful about what he eats.
And he loves the birds. He said all these catastrophes with oil, you know, spoiling the ocean, spoiling the fishes, spoiling, killing the birds. Is a scandal. And this is right, all this movement now about not only ecology, but trying to save the planet to make it big. This is part of all this, you know. And by touching a very small, very modest, very small subject, I would say, it opens to so many thoughts.
Now, it seems to me you're doing something very complicated with this film because, on the one hand, we've been talking about how some of these people have to pick through the trash to live. I mean, that's where they're going to get their food. But there are other people who see beauty in the trash, who see an object on the street that's out by the roadside, it's going to be thrown out, and they think it's gorgeous. And some of these people turn it into art. And you're really raising the question of what is beautiful? What is art?
Well, just not decide what is good and bad to start with. Like, there was a scene in the film, I come home and my ceiling is totally rotten because there was a leak, something. And people say, oh, you have to fix it right away. I say, well, it looks quite good to me. It looks like an abstract painting. If we put our mind not to decide to start with what is good, what is bad, I enjoyed my ceiling totally rotten. It was beautiful to look at. Then it became too wet. I had to fix it. What I'm saying is that beauty is where you don't expect it to be. We shouldn't be just square about this is art, this is poor and stupid, this is good and good. And so I'm trying to just leave myself totally ready to trying to understand what's around me and share it with other people, because it's always a question of sharing. You know, I make a film so that people in the audience will meet the people I've been filming and discuss in between themselves what they think about gleaning, just saying that a film can be a mind opener in a way. And I had my mind opened by the situation and the film.
You have some interviews with wonderful artists, people who have scavenged to find various objects that were being thrown out and have turned them into collages or all kinds of artwork, big sculptures. There's one man who builds sculptures out of dolls, or there are dolls that are part of it.
He's a real wild artist. He used to be a mason. Huh. And when he retired, he went to the garbage and he's hooked on dolls and he piled them up like totem, like, I don't know, like big towers. You know, there are many wild artists. They wouldn't be recognized in museums or galleries, but they do their thing. And I like to approach those out-of-the-way people. The people are not in format as the potatoes. Those interest me more than the classical person doing fine and, you know.
You're drawn to the outsiders, whether they're the outsider artists or the outsiders of to mainstream society.
Absolutely, because the insiders are sometimes so heavy, so classical, so they don't see the world, you know, they just go their way, which is okay. But I'm interested in other people. And myself, I consider myself as a filmmaker slightly on the side.
Agnes Varda is a filmmaker. Her latest documentary is called The Gleaners and I. She spoke with Steve Paulson.